Welcome to Gothic Identity, where I smack you with the dark truths of the Gothic subculture. I'm your host, JC Caldwell, and creator of Gothic Identity. Today's episode is on well-loved Gothic metal artist Peter Steele. Most memorable phrase to ever leave that man's mouth was, "If it doesn't upset people, it's not rock music. It has to upset the church, it has to upset your parents, and it has to upset the school system." Peter Thomas Steele, born in Brooklyn, New York, on January 4th, 1962. He was described as a 23.5-inch long baby, and to his mom, it was like giving birth to a pumpkin. Peter was fortunate enough to have 5 sisters, perfect targets for him. One incident, he had taken mashed potatoes, put red food coloring in that bad boy, then heated it up. Needless to say, his sisters weren't happy about that, and he found hiding under beds to be a new skill. Peter was close to his family. He loved them, even would go on to write and perform songs about them. His family were hardcore Catholics and raised him in the community. He would turn against their beliefs, but later in life he found God again, or so he said. Away from home, life wasn't much better. He was bullied at school for being his dark, unusual self. He would always point out his penis size and how it was small till 7th grade and that his testicles didn't grow till 17. A common theme with Steele you'll find is that he has this weird fascination with sex and all things sex, making it a huge part of his career and identity. In an interview, he was even asked about his feminine side, as he has very long black hair. He answered with this: "Even asking that question is sexist, and I admit I'm sexist. I hate all men." Some took this as a joke from him, and some thought he was being completely honest. With Peter, it's really hard to tell if he's joking or not. And at the center of it all, he just loves women and hates men. Peter had a dark side, though, and it wouldn't be until his father passed away that this dark side would consume him, to the point of wanting to commit suicide, and then taking the act of trying to commit suicide. He was very open about the fact that he tried to commit suicide, how he cut himself, and was ready to greet death. He was very open about that, very honest about that, especially whenever asked by interviewers. Peter found that abusing drugs and alcohol would help him in some way, so he did. And to be honest, it made him feel like Jesus is what he could say. He felt like he was literally the Son of God. So, around 2005, while many thought that the band was gone and they had not released anything, he faked his own death. And that was the time before his death, when 2010, so 5 years before that. When Peter died, he was sober. Not in the sense that, like, he never drank, because he did, but he didn't do cocaine, which was the drug he abused. Interviewers weren't shy of asking him what he did and how he was, considering the fact that he was very, very expressive of his ways. So the media latched on to this, and they latched on to his sexuality and how sexual he was, asking him questions like how many women he'd slept with, and what is he like to do, is he gay, and these questions started to really annoy him in a way, because the people had forgotten his talent. His talent was writing songs and performing. That's what he loved the most. And he did love women, and he wrote about women. He was very open about loving women, and even Hitler. But needless to say, he was very good musically, and that's where people kind of forgot about him. And as an artist, Peter had 3 bands that are known, and they would call themselves Fallout, Carnivore, and his home, Typo Negative. Typo Negative would become a huge success in 1989 in Brooklyn, New York. This would get him on shows with interviews and even put into movies like Oz and Dirtbags and Bad Acid, even in a documentary in 2011. Peter had a fascination with goth girls, that and redheads, as that is his third drug of choice. So with that, he jumped straight into the goth subculture, wanting to make an album specifically for those girls, and for himself. The album was released in 1993 as Bloody Kisses, and it was about loneliness and heartbreak. And this heartbreak came from a very, very hard breakup. The crime that Peter committed was assault. His girlfriend was cheating on him with a guy, and instead of talking it out like a normal person, he talked it out like a drugged up alcoholic, which was fists. And he was put into jail. And he was in there for a good while. When he came out, he vowed to never go back ever again. And the media ate this up. The media loved that this dark, gothic, creepy guy was put in the jail. He spoke in an interview about how he had attempted suicide, and it was because of this heartbreak. And the fact that he didn't think he would find anyone ever again. As a lot of his band members would say, he had a very kind personality. And it was almost too kind, and it brought a lot on him, a lot of bad things that he couldn't fight off. That being loss. In his song, Everything Dies, he did talk about losing a lot of family members. Peter was sad most of his career, and everyone kind of saw it. And some of them thought he was being funny when he was being serious. If you can go back and look at his interviews, if you're interested, you can see what I'm talking about. That eeriness, that loneliness when he speaks. I would read you some of his interviews, but this is a school project, and this is not something that needs to be talked about in a school setting. So I hope this episode didn't end on too much of a sad note. Peter did pass away in 2010. So his story reigns on, and his band has vowed to not make another band because of his impact on their lives. Thank you for listening to Gothic Identity. Next week, we'll be talking about a spooky murder that happened with a goth boy and his girlfriend. See you next time. Bye.